was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on.
Good evening, my friends, and welcome to the Sunday, July 13th edition of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and it's a pleasure to be here tonight, and I welcome you to the program. We have a very busy program, as usual. However, I believe tonight we have a couple of topics that are of particular interest to many of the listeners, judging by the email feedback we received after last week's program. Just a reminder, folks, in light of the particular information we're discussing, that this we'll be discussing tonight, this program is for your entertainment. And please don't misinterpret the free market of ideas to be a license for you to shoot yourself in the foot. Please be cautious and understand that you must take responsibility for your own actions, which is, of course, as Christians, intuitively obvious to you, because that's the way Yahweh intended it to, for it to be. The phone call tonight for your calls, which we are soliciting, is 1-800-313-9443, and that's for your questions relevant to today's topics. My email address, if you have questions, is restore.america@hotmail.com. Now, tonight, I'm inviting anyone who is being threatened with a civil lawsuit, and there must be some of you out there facing those, or if you've faced that situation in the past, or if you have recently received a threatening letter from an attorney or a threat to involve an attorney, then please call 1-800-313-9443, and we will try and speak to you during the program as we continue our discussion of repelling attorneys. And it would be a pleasure to have you join me tonight for that discussion. And we'll be taking those calls right after the commercial break. Then later in the program, we'll be discussing a situation I know many of you have faced, and unfortunately some of you probably will be facing shortly, which is an IRS summons for books and records. Now, in the event you would attend such a hearing, or you intend to attend such a hearing, we'll be discussing how one might approach it. This is especially relevant now, I think, because from the email discussions and phone discussions I've had, it appears that many of you are having a little bit of difficulty rewriting the tapes as you move from debtor filings to creditor filings. And it seems as if sometimes the local IRS office may be lagging behind any knowledge of those ZYA 1040 creditor filings, or perhaps is choosing to ignore them. So how does one reconcile a defense of the ZYA filings without triggering a contempt prosecution? Well, tonight we'll be discussing that issue and demonstrating that there really isn't a lot of reason to be fearful of engaging your public servants, those people who work for you. Before we move on to that, there's also something I'd like to mention. Well, I guess, judging by the music, we'll have to take that topic up briefly for a moment or two after the break, and then we'll be going to the phone. So, folks, please stay with us. We have an important announcement after the break, and then some interesting discussion involving situations of interest to many of you. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question. Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order. Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen, special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814. Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in 5 countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
The boogie train, it's a boogie thing. Oh, it's a boogie thing. It's a boogie thing. Boogie,
oh. Welcome back, my friends. You know, no matter how long I think the segments are, they're never as long as what I actually anticipate. So I should probably issue a blanket apology for always, always running out of time in my thought process. And maybe one day we'll extend the program or have the opportunity to extend the program offered to us and be able to address some of these things in a little more detail without the mad rush. But anyway, I do apologize for that. Before we begin, just a couple of brief things, including one important announcement. I do understand by some of your comments this past week that some of you are apprehensive about asking questions because you think I'm going to jump down your throat, or you think you're beginners and you would rather listen, and I certainly appreciate the beginner's mind. We should all preserve that, or that your question won't be worthy. The only thing I ask of a questioner is to try and remain on point. It's true, we have not had a program where we've just thrown the floor open in some time, and I'll have to rectify that as soon as I can, where we entertain whatever questions and topics you may have. But I've laid out such broad topics that people have requested, such as this attorney repellent issue, that I'm trying to stay true to topic, just like we did at the Law Merchant Leadership Retreats. And so I invite your calls in specific on topic, other than if we throw the floor open and basically say, please, call in with whatever the topic is. Now, I know we already have some callers. Just hang on the line. I do intend to get to them shortly into this segment if I'll just stop babbling along. Some of you may recall when it was impossible to find a notary public. You remember those days, folks? I remember scrounging, and there was no one, or there were very few people around who were competent to undertake notary administrative process, presentment by a notary. And that particular process, by the way, has been critical in reducing the arrests and opening up law merchant technology to so many, because that process allows us to solicit the recipients or the fiduciaries' agreement with everything in our presentment by their failure to respond and solicit their consent to the tax filing. So we're not just going ahead and filing documents. We're actually securing through the notary their approval. Well, those days are fast disappearing, and now I'm very pleased to announce, as I did by email, that there is a unique seminar, a unique offering, which is being held in, I believe it's on the 16th and 17th of August in Mansfield, Massachusetts, and it's called the Notary Training Seminar. And this is going to be an invaluable offering. I suggest that it is a must attend for anyone who's considering becoming a notary, for every group that needs a notary. And every group, I suggest you have at least two notaries in-house. And for every notary who intends to perform commercial presentment or wishes to improve their skills and their knowledge when they are faced with an attack. And believe me, if you're doing these procedures, you will receive a challenge in the mail or occasionally a visit from someone who wonders what you're doing. Most of those are actually friendly visits until you stick your foot into it and confess to the crime they're looking to solicit. Well, this seminar, which, by the way, I am not affiliated with, but I know the people who are offering it, it will be like no other seminar. It is like no other seminar that has been offered. It's the only training seminar for commercial notaries I've ever seen, and it will be a good one, and it will equip those notaries with a knowledge of how to defend themselves against attack and how to prevent those particular events that they might fall into inadvertently that solicit an attack from the public. After all, a notary is a public official. So if you'd like more information, please contact Notary Seminar, all one word, notaryseminar@hush.com, and I urge you to attend. It's only 2 days, and it will be worth your time. Also, before we begin, I'd like to clear up a bit of confusion. I think we'll do some of that now and then some in the next segment. Folks, I do not offer the BIC method or the Law Merchant Leadership Retreats on CD. It's not because I'm a mean guy. It's not because we want to deprive you. It's not because we want to hoard technology. But I genuinely believe the training we have provided to the registered mentors and all the networking that they've entertained and the hands-on experience at the retreats is invaluable. And if I didn't believe it, I would not have offered those retreats. They're a big undertaking. And as you know, they're very hard personally to offer, and I simply would not have gone there. Well, BIC is the most extensive and versatile set of processes that has ever been assembled in the Patriot community. We took an idea of transferring liability and ran with it in 100 different ways, and there are hundreds of files and virtually an infinite number of ways to convert the liability and then enforce that payment and that conversion of liability. And I just cannot in good conscience seed the waters with bits of information that would allow patriots to injure themselves by using technology they don't understand, at least they don't understand fully, or which, even better, they should own, but technology that they do not own 99% of the time. There is one particular BIC process, however, that I do make available. However, we do screen applicants and their situations as a security measure, because this particular item, the contract dispute settlement package, is specifically not intended for general distribution. It's unique, it's one of a kind, it's extremely potent, and it can be used against civilians. And believe me, folks, we do not want to charge our brother, and if you try to charge your brother, you will probably get charged. Those private situations can explode much worse than some of the public controversies, and with no warning, it comes. You're completely blindsided by the adversary's attorney. The package actually includes much of the attorney repellent technology that we discussed last week and we'll discuss this week. That package can be ordered from a gal by the name of Sharon. She can be reached at sharon@rescueteam.com. Please do not enter that as a mass email site. She's got a ministry that actually helps people physically, hands-on. She's part of a ministry in the Albany, New York area, and I've donated the package to her for them to raise funds. So this way it serves both you and another party as opposed to me. But she cannot answer your law questions or any of the normal Patriot stuff you might send to her. Please don't. The only email you should send to her is one that says, "How do I obtain the contract dispute settlement package?" Again, it's not for general education. I'll ask you to please understand that. She will require personal information, and that information is entered into the package to prevent copying and distribution, among other security measures. I do not want this package generally released. I do not want it in the hands of known distributors. It's not because I'm selfish. It's because I do not want to injure my fellow man. When I've used this package, it's been only after great introspection and with the strongest cautions to the recipient to please settle this thing rather than forcing me to use the skills and powers at my disposal. Again, her address is Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, at rescueteam.com. It's available with and without BIC instruments, with and without tax remedies, and we will be asking for additional information from you, and then we'll be checking and cross-checking and confirming that information, so please be honest with us. I'll have a word about some of the other things we offer, maybe in a couple of commercial breaks, such as the Collecting in Bankruptcy CD and the Rockland Seminar. Both of those are available at restore.america@hotmail.com. And that's, I'm repeating this because we are clogged with so many emails inquiring, and I'd rather just give one announcement on the air. As you know, I don't have 100 different courses. I don't have any of the BIC materials available other than that one package, generally distributed. And for those things we do have, let's see if we keep it short and sweet. And if you do need something, if your back is to the wall, you need to slow things down, there's a foreclosure that's about to happen, you need to go into bankruptcy court, well, at least we do have a package that is unlike anything that's ever been offered in the world before, and it has all the ins and outs, everything about being in that bankruptcy court as a knowledgeable debtor, or better yet, as a creditor, or better yet, with friendly creditors, or better yet, to monetize a lien that's already been closed out, or defaulted upon, or through a lawsuit with a friend, or other very creative, clever technologies. And I'm happy to make that available because I think it can be so valuable in that forum. It's a guide like no other to how one might approach what would otherwise be a very mysterious and scary undertaking. And that can be ordered at restore.america@hotmail.com. And we'll talk about Rockland after the next break. Anyway, one other brief announcement, if I may. I put out a call, and I'd like to reiterate it, that if you've been involved in recusing a United States official or a disappearing case or a sealed case or a successful liquidation, would you please do me the honor of sending a brief email to restore.america@hotmail.com and mention the circumstances in the subject line, for instance, such as liquidated court, or recuse the judge, and we're going to put that information to very good use to everyone's benefit. When we come back, we're going right to the phone lines, and where on earth did this last segment go? We'll be back in a moment.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Welcome back, my friends. Well, I'm done babbling, and we're going to the phones. I just want to remind you what I was saying before the break, that if you performed a successful liquidation, if the court has disappeared, if a judge simply recused, if a case was sealed, if a judgeship was withdrawn, if a judge or a sheriff or a marshal was not reappointed or did not run for office or whatever their particular commission is, was not fulfilled again or renewed, then please contact us and just mention that in the subject line of the email. You might mention liquidated court, recused judge, bloodied the nose of prosecutor, whatever it may be. And we don't mean that literally, of course. No violence, folks. So we're here tonight to discuss two topics. One will be to directly apply the technology of repelling an attorney in a civil lawsuit, other than foreclosure or an auto loan or something of that sort, which would require full BIC technology. And later on in the program, I'd like to discuss in some detail how one might handle an IRS hearing for books and records. And there are so many ways to approach that. We're going to focus in on one method tonight and then possibly pick up on others in the following week or the weeks to come. So let's go to the phones. Mark in Illinois. By the way, Mark, before you say hello, let me encourage others. We have a couple of open lines, please. The phone number is 800-313-9443. You can call in live and talk with me. Have the pleasure or displeasure of talking with me, and we'll see if we can address your situation. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hello, Sam?
Yes, Mark, yeah. Welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Hey, I just wanted to call in and ask, I just want to get connected to some people regarding the OID process.
Mark?
Yes.
Your question doesn't have anything to do with the attorney repellent technology that we were discussing?
Correct.
Okay. Have you been listening to the program during the first half hour?
I have been.
You have been.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll indulge you. We are hoping to have people who have civil lawsuits call in tonight. Have you ever received an offer from an attorney to contract? Have you ever received a threatening letter or had a controversy with a neighbor or someone who said, I'm going to visit my attorney?
A few times.
You have. All right, well, let's answer your question first, and then maybe we'll solicit you as a caller on a question you hadn't even anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, what's your question, Mark?
Well, my question is I wanted to get connected to some people around the nation regarding the OID process.
All right, you're looking to do something with the OID process or the ZYA process?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so it sounds like you need a mentor. How long have you been listening to the program, Mark?
About a few months now, but I've gone back and I have listened to the archives a few months back regarding the OID, and you had a gentleman by the name of, I think his name is Scott.
Scott was on the program a few months ago. Yes, I remember that interview.
Yeah, and I guess he's a mentor. And I don't know if somehow, you or Scott or, I can get connected with, the OID process.
Okay. What kind of situation are you facing?
Basically, not anything like dire, but, I have, my mom's mortgage and credit cards and that I would like to, send them in.
All right. Let me make a suggestion based upon what I'm hearing here.
Mm-hmm.
This is with all due respect to everyone listening tonight, that I firmly believe that people should not take situations that aren't critical, like a mortgage which is going well, especially on one's mother, credit card situations that one is able to pay using normal discharge methods, and introduce any sort of controversy until and only when that party completely understands what they are doing. So I really discourage people from undertaking a ZYA process until they can call in the program here and ask a sophisticated question about it, such as, well, Sam, I'm about to file three OIDs on such and such a situation. You think we might have an advantage if we sent them directly to Austin instead of putting them in one envelope for a mass approach through the secretary? See, until you have that kind of working knowledge, let me encourage you to not take any action, Mark, and I hope those words are not falling on deaf ears around the world for those people who have tuned into the program or who will download it in the archives. Now, as to securing a mentor, very easy. All you have to do, Mark, is drop me a line at, do you know my email address?
I do, yes.
Restore, why don't you say it out loud? They used to do this on radio programs and solicit an endorsement. Why don't you see if you can recall that on the air?
Your email, it is restore.america@hotmail.com.
At hotmail.com. Very good. You read well from your notes. All right, Mark, stick with us. We're going to break, then we'll be back for a long statement. Mark, please don't go away, and we'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth. Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
How many of you have started your day, gone to work, and felt tired and weighed down? Or you go out at night to dinner, and you're uncomfortable because you're bloated and gassy? Well, the reason for this is that you might not be going to the bathroom enough. I know people that go to the bathroom once every 4 days, and they think that it's normal. But the worst scenario is when you look down at your belt line, you see your belly sticking out, but you know it's not fat. It's all that food you ate from days before. Well, from Nutritional Leaders New Vitality comes a great product called Colon and Body Cleanse. I take New Vitality's Colon and Body Cleanse because this product is like giving your body a shower on the inside. It cleans your digestive system by sweeping out your 25 feet of intestinal tract with natural herbs. I feel alive and lighter because I don't have anything weighing me down anymore. To try the Colon and Body Cleanse, call 1-800-362-5848. The first 100 callers will get a free gift. Don't wait. Call now. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Welcome back, folks. All right, we're back at Take No Prisoners. And I do have a question. Does it seem to you, or is it just me, that this program invites a large percentage of advertisers who want to clean your colon or improve your prostate? I wonder what it is I'm doing that focuses us in that direction. Maybe they're trying to tell me something. Anyway, we're here with Mark, and by the way, let me put out the call again. We used to be mobbed by telephone calls. We have more listeners than ever and very few calls. People have adjusted to me babbling endlessly. But I'll tell you, if there is an interest in establishing a discussion on the topics of interest for your benefit and the benefit of other listeners, then I frankly have no interest in doing the program. So I encourage you not to be scared to call in. If you've ever had an attorney threaten you, or bring us up to speed as to how that situation went. And Mark, that's my question to you. Would you think back to one of the times that stands out in your mind when you were threatened with a lawsuit? Do you remember what kind of a situation that was? Briefly, could you tell us what the controversy was?
Well, you know, I generally don't get scared of attorneys because I know that they don't have a contract with me.
That's good.
And, you know, and a lot of them, you know, a lot of them that like send me something, usually is under like a debt collector. So I throw the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, you know, at them, and you know, and then they cry, you know, to the Attorney General, and they send me a letter, and you know, then it usually fizzles out after a while.
Okay, so you make their life miserable under the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, all right. There are, you know, you may have people who want to have your email address so they can contact you about such technology, because I'm not big into argument technology, but certainly there are situations, especially for those who are not versed in commercial procedures,
mm-hmm.
where the time is money principle can rule.
Mm-hmm.
Because the collection attorneys usually are in large firms. They specialize, and in fact, they monopolize the credit card and auto loan collections in that state, usually a couple of firms per state. And everything is done by automated, computerized paper generation, electronically submitted to the court. The last thing they want to have to do is actually work for a living. Am I right about that?
You're absolutely correct.
So
they don't like challenges.
Right, so you throw a speed bump in their way, and the first time their head hits the ceiling of the vehicle, they get discouraged.
They do.
All right, that's very good. How long did it take you to learn that technology?
About a few years, in fact.
Okay.
About a few years.
That was a significant time investment. Have you had any solicitation from an attorney in a private contract settlement, something with employment or a dispute over a bill or anything of that sort?
Repeat that again, Sam?
Yeah, have you had any kind of private dispute which involved the threat of bringing an attorney into the situation?
No.
A contract dispute, a neighbor, or something of that sort?
No, not any of that, no.
All right. Well, what if you had, what would you do? What if you had a dispute with a neighbor over, let's say, a border of property? They built a garage without you knowing it 6 inches on your property, on your land.
Then you
told them that you were going to act in that regard, and they said, well, I'm going to sue you for this, that, or the other thing.
I would first go to the neighbor, and I would confront my fellow man and say, could we just work this out civilly?
Well, that is very good advice. That's probably more sensible advice than anybody's heard on this program in months. And what if they said, go to hell?
Well, then I would confront another friend for both of us to go there and just say, you know, this is your approach is an error, and I do want to work this out civilly.
Okay, well, if you don't get off my property, I consider this aggravated harassment. I'm going to swear out a criminal charge against you and your friend, and in fact, I'm going to go to my attorney and I'm going to sue you. In fact, I'm going there on Monday, and then Tuesday you get a letter from the attorney with a list of complaints, this, that, and the other thing, and if you keep it up, we're going to recommend to my client that he files a criminal charge against you, plus damages for whatever representation they purport that you are making. Then what would you do?
I would first send an affidavit of obligation to the attorney saying to produce the contract, that I have a contract with you. Then I would do an affidavit of truth stating all the facts that this person said this, you know, and then get it notarized and get a 10-day response to that person saying that I had a friend, I confronted my fellow man, and this is what happened, and, you know, and then if they don't respond within 10 days, I'll just do a notice of default.
All right, and now the attorney goes and he has his client file. Based upon that threat, he has his client file a criminal harassment charge against you, and now you're working against the criminal system. So how would you continue your technology? By the way, I appreciate the affidavit of obligation. For those who don't know what an affidavit of obligation is, it's an affidavit, which is a sworn statement, that you're placing into the record. Presumably, Mark, you would be filing it in the county at some point.
Yes.
And it's listing the infractions that the other party has entertained and placing a dollar value on those infractions. Would you agree with that, Mark?
Yes.
Yeah. And it can work on some circumstances, but also it very much depends upon the attorney, and you're in an attorney in a controversy with the attorney. You're going back and forth. Do you... And I don't mean to be blowing things out of proportion, Mark, and I don't want you to yes me at all. You're obviously an independent thinker, and I like having you on the program here. I appreciate
that. Well, thank you.
You know, Well, I love to hear other people's technology. I love to hear what they're doing. I like to keep my ear to the ground and listen for the approaching train. Do you see the dangers of engaging the attorney in argument of some sort, whether it be by affidavit of obligation, which is a nice commercial procedure, or any other sort of procedure?
I don't get into arguments because they are, you fall into a dishonor.
What do you consider an affidavit of obligation?
To produce the contract, because I would treat that attorney as a separate entity. I will treat.
That's correct. But when you say to the attorney that here's my affidavit, and mm-hmm. this affidavit states that on such and such you made an offer to me, I am not aware of any contract obligating me to you, and here are the charges if you do it again or something to that effect, then do you not believe that that is entering into a controversy with the attorney and perhaps an invitation to him to proceed to his big brother?
No, actually it's not, because I would bring it to the attention of the Attorney General, who actually has authority over the attorneys. Because remember, we are a consumer. No matter what the attorneys bring at you, you are a consumer by first. And I would bring the matter to the Attorney General's attention.
What would the Attorney General do?
It depends.
Or do you believe that bringing that issue to the forefront of the Attorney General is leverage against the attorney?
Oh, it will be. It would be, because coming from the Attorney General would be harder on them than it would, for me to the attorney.
Have you ever received a letter from the Attorney General?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and, how have you responded to the Attorney General?
Well, they thank me for what I sent them, and if they have any...
No, that's not what I mean. Have you ever received a letter from the Attorney General on someone else's complaint?
No.
All right. I've seen drawerfuls of those, especially anyone who's involved in a retail business.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, they get various complaints against them.
Mm-hmm.
And the attorney generals go through the motions, but they fully understand they have no contractual obligation, and they have no contractual authority to intervene, and they'll only intervene even with a complaint against an attorney if there is a history of repetitive, quote-unquote, infractions.
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware of that?
A little bit, yes. A little bit.
Yeah. Those people who receive these inquiry letters from attorney generals, they eventually learn to treat them with a grain of salt, because the inquiry letter always says, please explain your understanding here, and all they do is send a copy of the invoice of the contract, and that's the end of it. And there very rarely is a response to that, and certainly not a negative response, and not a willingness on the part of the attorney general to prosecute. There really has to be a history of offenses for them to even have the stomach to intervene. But let me ask you a question.
Sure.
What if, when you receive that attorney's letter, because you sound like you're commercially savvy, what if, when you receive the attorney's letter, you simply responded with a simple request to the attorney for him to state his claim or to exhibit an invoice which you intend to satisfy, as an opportunity to exhaust his administrative remedy? What do you think his response would be? First of all, would he go to court?
Let me put it to you this way.
Let's say an attorney says, Mark, you're a bad guy. My client says you did A, B, C, and D, that the border between your property and his is disputed. His family claims a right to it by homesteading dating back under this or that statute dating back 10 years, you failed to intervene during the building process and for 6 years thereafter, and he has clear title now to that land by eminent domain or by homesteading, and any further contact with my client is going to result in a harassment charge or this or that, and also a civil lawsuit. Now, in that event, what do you think, or let's say he goes a step further and says, my client believes your actions have damaged him to the tune of $500,000. What do you think his response would be if you said, well, please send us a verified invoice of the claim or proof of claim and proof of loss, and it will be honored? What do you think his response would be? What do you think his instinct would be as to going to court at that point? Could he go to court?
No, because...
Why not?
Well,
because?
Well, he... Because, okay... If I'm understanding what you're throwing out at me, he would then send me something like a verified. But I would
you'd be asking him for an offer.
Yeah.
So now he's got an offer on the table and an obvious administrative process underway. Can he go to court and represent to the court that there is a controversy underway that his client can sue for?
Mm-hmm.
Can he do that?
Well, of course he can.
He can go to the court and represent that there's a controversy when you've asked him to state his claim and are offered to pay it fully?
Well, there's two sides to that. I can ask him for that verified, that offer. But he could, because he could go anyway, regardless.
How can he go to court and state under Rule 11, at least under the federal rules, and there is a state equivalent of that, how can he state to the court and put his name on the pleading that there is a controversy when, in fact, you've offered to make his client whole? How can he do that without risking his license or at least a DR violation?
Oh, because, okay... No, well, he couldn't then because I told him that I would satisfy that because I would satisfy it.
Right. So we're now looking at two possible ways of approaching a situation that involves a solicitation from an attorney. One is to go ahead and put together an affidavit of obligation. I haven't done one for that circumstance. But if I had to, it would probably very simply say, I deny the existence of a contract between you and I, and any solicitation from you would be considered an offer to contract. Now, in my case, I might take that towards settlement and an obligation on his part. Or, in your case, you might say something like, it would be a false claim since there is no contract and there's no obligation or liability to which I have consented.
Mm-hmm.
And then you might list what the offenses are, and I'm sure you've done that. You've listed the potential offense of trespassing on your claim against the straw party or trespassing on your land or things of that sort or invasion of privacy or invasion of right of possession or impairment of the right to contract, any of those things, and you would list an amount. And that certainly is viable. And in the right hands, that certainly could be successful if you know where to go with it. However, I do caution people that some attorneys might instinctively move to court because they discount the private process entirely. But in the hands of someone like Mark, that might be extremely effective, especially since you're willing to use the other political venues like the Attorney General, perhaps even the Bar Association or members of the judiciary to point out that this attorney is making a claim where no contract exists.
And I would also throw in a hidden element that I would already have in a place. You see, knowing what I know now, I would have a vested interest on the property filed on a UCC-1 with the state and perfected on the county. So if there was a claim made against me on a property or a piece of land, I would, depending on how much they're going to sue me or take a piece of land, I'd say, well, first you need to pay me my vested interest.
Of course, you'd come in as a creditor and say, if you don't pay me, then I'm going to sue you.
That is correct.
And I'm going to sue you in your personal capacity.
That is.
All right. Now, I like that idea, and let me just throw out the way we're doing that in commerce.
Okay.
So we don't have to sue.
Mm-hmm.
The problem for most people in suing an attorney is that you may as well be playing, what is that program on cable, they call it the Plain Joes, or there's some program on cable television mm-hmm. where ordinary Joes go up against seasoned athletes, professional
okay.
athletes. And of course they don't stand a chance. The attorney's specialty is procedural equity.
Mm-hmm.
So we have some methods I'd like to discuss with you when we come back.
Sure.
Regarding how we might avoid going into the attorney's forum and keeping him in our forum. Folks, don't go away. This is an interesting discussion.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy Freeze Dried Foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Welcome back, my friends. We're here with a very interesting fellow, a patriot, by the name... Well, why don't you introduce yourself?
Name is Mark.
And you're from what state, Mark?
Illinois.
Illinois, and
so
you've been doing
Windy
this
City.
A while. You've been doing this a while, haven't you?
I have, yes.
All right. I very much appreciate you gracing us with your presence on the program. You pointed out it's taken years to get to the point where you can feel comfortable acting as a creditor, and you're to be commended. You are what a creditor is supposed to be.
Oh.
You know what you're doing, and you're willing to hold your position, and you know that the penalties for the other side can be extreme if they don't know what they're doing. If we have, for every 100 callers, Mark,
mm-hmm.
how many do you think, based upon your experience, would be comfortable suing an attorney?
Very few. Out of 100, I'd say maybe very few. Probably 3 or 4.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I was going to say perhaps 5%. And so the technology that we're actually about to discuss is a way in which a law merchant can approach this without ever having to become an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
So the way we would do that, instead of threatening the attorney with necessarily suing him for intruding mm-hmm. upon our claim or acting without a contract,
mm-hmm.
would be to invite his invoice, his statement of claim, his verified a statement of a claim and proof of loss. And by putting that on the table, we are giving him an opportunity to exhaust the administrative remedy. And also, Mark, he cannot proceed to court without putting his career on the line.
True.
So we do that. And then at that point, about half of them disappear right then because they're caught so by surprise just by that simple one-paragraph letter
mm-hmm.
that they understand, oh, my, this is a complete monkey wrench in what I had intended. I want to make demands, get an argument, move it to court, collect a fee. Yes, it'll take you $5,000 for the first 6 months, maybe 10 grand to move it to court, and his whole system of monetary value is upset. However, if in half of those cases, if they do return a claim, what we've been doing then is thanking them for their offer, and it's an offer to expand funds under public policy, right? It only needs our signature to do that.
Correct.
And we are welcoming them to whatever previous contract we had or was assumed to have been had with his client and paying that claim in its entirety
mm-hmm.
with a promissory note written against an indemnity bond
mm-hmm.
or perhaps paying not just the claim but the co-claimant fee for intruding upon our rightful claim. It could be a claim against the straw party.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a UCC-1 claim that you've established and given notice on a UCC, as you said, on a car, on a piece of land, on whatever the property at issue might be.
Mm-hmm.
We would include a copy of that claim and say, here is the payment for the co-claimant fee for joining our claim, which has been established, let's say, at $5 million per claim. And we deliver to him a promissory note, which is payment under public policy, and a 1099 OID calling upon our big brother, not a judge in a black robe, but an IRS agent in a shabby suit because those guys are underpaid. And we'll be back to discuss that after the break, Mark. Please don't go away. Then we're going to go to the phone lines. I see we have half a dozen people waiting. Don't go away, folks.
Men, are you urinating?